Thank you so much.
Oh, come here.
All right, Laura, you can start.
Ready?
All
Mr.
right,
Cahill?
Jim.
Okay. The Piscataway Zoning Board of Adjustment reorganization meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Roy is here. There he is. Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here.
At this time, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, I'll accept nominations for the position of Chairman of the Zoning Board for the coming year 2026.
Chief Weissman, I'd like to nominate Sean Cahill.
Are there any other nominations? Do I have a second to that nomination?
Second.
You can't.
I can't.
No, we're nominating you.
Oh, sorry.
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chairman Cahill, you have been appointed for 2026.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally, and thank you, Zoning Board. I'd like to make a nomination for the election of vice chairperson. I'd like it to be Steve Weissman. He's filled in many times when my schedule's conflicted, and he's done a fantastic job, so I'm very confident in his abilities. Can I get a second?
A second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now's the election of a secretary.
Steve Weissman, I'd like to make a motion for Sean Cahill to be the secretary.
Okay. Can you get a second?
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Good. Aye.
Next is the appointment of a board attorney. I've been with this gentleman now 23 years. He's been my zoning board secretary. I mean, a zoning board attorney. I'd like to nominate Jim Keneally.
Second.
I'll second.
Good. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Thank you very
appointment
much.
Of a township planner. I would like to nominate John Chadwick. Does a great job for the township and he represents. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The appointment of a recording clerk. This is a tough one.
Very tough.
No, this is the backbone of the zoning department. It's Laura Buckley. She is the straw that stirs our drink, and she is well worth a reappointment. So I'd like to nominate Laura Buckley to be our recording clerk. Can I get
I'll
a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
I think we'll go with the same committee appointments we did last year. Is that the same individuals? Is that cool?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to vote for an adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. This meeting is adjourned.
7:03. Good job.
Okay.
You can do it again.
honey, where's my black book? No. Give me 1 second, if you would, people.
Yeah.
The Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Terry's not here. Mr. Patel's not here. Mr. Oreggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka? Not yet. Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill.
Here. Will everyone please stand for salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have one change to the agenda tonight. The application of France Canton, 245 Davis Avenue, will be carried to January 29th with no further notice.
There is two more. Number 11, 39 Mansfield Road. It's February 12th. They must notice. And number 13, Jose Castro for 37 Oris Avenue. Same thing. February 12th, they must notice. Neither of them noticed.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move on to item number 7, 25-ZB-83V, Tashia Daly Butler.
Chairman, number 6.
We have a discussion.
Discussion
I apologize.
Item, I'm sorry.
Number 6.
I got you, Jim.
Mr. Keneally, can you explain this to the board?
Yeah, this is an applicant. This was an application that was heard a couple of years ago by the board. The board granted an approval for the application. The applicant is still trying to perfect that approval and get ready to start on their project. Since time has run out on the project, they have asked for a one-year extension of time. Mr. Stahl, I believe, is with us.
Yes, sir.
If the board has any questions. But as long as the board is convinced that the applicant is diligently pursuing this project, then there's no reason to deny the extension of time.
Mr. Keneally did a wonderful job, as always, in explaining it. It's a non-for-profit organization, and I sometimes have issues. They're finishing their fundraising and getting some other things in order to start construction. So I'm looking for a one-year extension, and we should be fine with that.
Okay. Well, any comments from anyone on the board? I'm pretty good with this. I'd make a motion to grant the one-year extension. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Ms. Buckley, do we need a yay or a nay?
We need a roll call on that.
We do, okay.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you very much and have a wonderful evening.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Now we'll go to item number 7, 25-ZB-83V, Tashia Daly Butler.
Is Ms. Daly Butler present?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please. You can put your hand down.
Tashia Daly Butler, 436 Anthony Avenue in Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, I am requesting a bulk variance in, to allow an existing 6-foot fence on a corner lot to remain. This fence has existed in its current location for decades and has never generated any safety issues, complaints, or prior violations. It provides privacy and security for my home, especially my master bedroom, which is located along a heavily trafficked area with daily pedestrian activity. Across the street is a elementary school, so it's a lot of parents, family members that park over by my house. I am agreeable to the conditions recommended by the staff, so that's including the installation of a landscape buffer along the center street.
Okay, Jonathan, you want to jump in here, sir?
Sure, thank you. Just to clarify, you're agreeable to moving the fence in 12 feet along center?
Yes.
Okay, no comments. We'll work with you on the landscape buffer and if it's approved.
Sounds great. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, let's close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this this application. Can I get a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Good. Let's call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Daly Butler, your application has been approved, subject to the condition that you comply with Mr. Mizrahi's report, We'll do a memorialization of a resolution at our next meeting and send that to you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. So just for my understanding, the next steps would, I would have to bring in the fence as well as put in the bushes and everything. Should I go to the office next? Because I still didn't get the permit.
Yes, we will give you a resolution in 2 weeks. Once you get that resolution in 2 weeks, I mean, you can talk to Jonathan before that, and that way have everything ready.
Okay,
if you get that resolution, you'll apply for the permit.
Gotcha.
And that's when you have to start doing all your fun stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tisha.
All right. Grady,
let's move on to item number 8, 25-ZB-85V, Scott Ulrich.
Is Scott Ulrich present?
I am here.
Thank you, and good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Kevin Morse, attorney for the applicant. The subject property is block 10901, lot 3706 River Road. The property presently contains an existing single-family dwelling and detached garage. We're before you this evening seeking bulk variance approval, basically for the reconstruction of the detached garage in the same location as it has existed for many, many years. Same size, same dimension. Before we proceed, I would just like to confirm I did submit our affidavits of publication and mailing to the board secretary. I wanted to make sure that they were received in order so that the board had jurisdiction to proceed.
I reviewed the notices that you served and the publication. They are in order. The board has jurisdiction to proceed.
Thank you. So I have one witness this evening, Mr. Scott Ulrich, if he could be sworn.
Mr. Ulrich, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Scott Ulrich, 706 River Road in Piscataway.
Thank you.
All right. By way of some background, ladies and gentlemen, Scott has owned the subject property since 1995. It's his residence. Some of you may know of him or have heard of him. He is a retired Piscataway Township police officer after many years of service to the community. When he bought the house, it contained the existing single-family dwelling and detached garage. I submitted with the application materials a copy of the township's tax records, the 1956 tax revaluation card, and that card notes that there's a detached garage of some 20 years age as of 1956 at the property. So that would be 1936. If we roll that forward, the garage has been there as we sit here today for 90 years. So how do we get here? As you can imagine, a garage of that vintage needed some refreshment, some repairs. Scott had hired a contractor, started working on the garage, apparently peeling it back layer by layer. There was rotted wood. At some point during the intended renovation, the garage collapsed. The contractor determined the footings were no good, basically put in new footings and built it from the ground up. Now, this is going on. Scott's out of town on vacation. He comes back. He sees the same garage. And we submitted photos of the old garage and new garage. You wouldn't know the difference. And a debris pile, which he's not understanding. And the contractor explains all this to him. So that's how the garage gets basically rebuilt. And Scott's going to confirm this. He asked the contractor, do we need permits? I wasn't around. Contractor said, I don't think so. You know, it was already there. It was just rebuilding it. Well, it never sat right with Scott. And after a while, he took it on his own initiative. He went down to the building department, showed up and said, look, I want to make sure that everything is good here, permits, inspections. And the building folks told him there was no issue, except you got to get a zoning permit. And that's where the issue comes up. This garage is 2 feet off the property line. It's supposed to be 15. It's been there, obviously, for 90 years. If it was refurbished, we wouldn't be here. But because it was built from the ground up, we now need to ask for a bulk variance for that 2 foot side yard as opposed to 15 feet. Now, Scott, you've listened to my introduction to the board, correct?
Yes.
Is everything I've told the board true and accurate?
Yes.
And would you adopt what I just said as your testimony regarding the facts of the application and how we get here this evening?
Yes.
All right. Now, we took a look at a memo generated by the Township's Division of Engineering, Planning, and Development, did we not?
Yes.
Okay, and you agree to comply with the recommendations set forth in that memo, is that correct?
That's correct.
Although you're asking, number 4 in that memo says that the board could impose fines. You're not a guy that got caught doing something wrong. You took the initiative in good faith to go down, so you're asking the board from what I understand, to waive the issuance of any fines on this. You've come to the township yourself just to make sure everything was done according to Hoyle, correct?
That's correct.
Right, so that's basically how we get here, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a professional planner available this evening, and I am not a planner, but from a standpoint of a legal proffer, we submitted photographs. You would know the difference between the two garages unless Scott came down to the municipality and brought this up to make sure everything was good. I think this is a classic, or you, the board could find, I would respectfully submit with its own expertise, that this is a classic C1 hardship case. This is a lot that is substantially undersized in terms of area, but also the zoning requirement is a 150-foot lot width, and we're at 55. At a 150-foot lot width, there's a 15-foot side yard requirement for the detached garage. We're at 55. As you look at this, it would be a hardship to move the garage 15 feet. It would end up more into the backyard of the existing dwelling, and it would certainly a hardship not to allow for 2 feet based upon the fact that this garage has been there in excess of about 90 years. And we submit respectfully that based upon the dimensions of the property, the single family residence and this detached garage where it's located fits appropriately on the lot. It's where you would put a garage next to the house, and it would be a hardship to move it otherwise. Also, I think the board could respectfully find under the C2 or flexible C, we have this unique, narrow, undersized lot on River Road. It's a very unique property. The purposes of municipal land use law, AC and G, promoting proper open air, light, open space, general welfare, sufficient space, those three items I think the board could find in their expertise. And again, respectfully, I submit the board can find that in this situation, this variance or the variances can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good or without substantial impairment to the intent and purpose of the township's zone plan and zoning ordinance. So that is our case, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ulrich, of course, is available for questions. If there's any other information you would like from us.
Yeah, I just want to run it by Jonathan Mizrahi real quick. Anything to add on that, John?
Yeah, thank you. And Mr. Morris, we agree with the hardship case. It's point one of our report. I just want to make sure that this garage is above the base flood elevation. Do you have any topographic information to support?
Well, I can tell you that my client has engaged a surveyor. The survey we submitted with this application did not have that elevation. Surveyor came out already. He's working on that. Wherever it ends up, I can tell you Mr. Ulrich's been down to the building department, showed him the FEMA approved flood vents. FEMA required fee three to be installed for the size of the structure. He put an extra one in four. We're going to get the elevation certificate to confirm the electrical is appropriate, or we will adjust it accordingly. But either way, we will comply with that requirement. And he's already spent the money to do so even before we got this approval, or before we come before you seeking this approval, I should say.
Okay, that's all acceptable to me. I think based on the testimony and the willingness to make these modifications for the flood condition, we could waive item four on the report, in my opinion.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to turn it over to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Bloom?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Morris, we will memorialize this at our next meeting and send a copy to you.
All right, thank you. It's good to see everyone. First time I've appeared for the new year. Happy New Year to all. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Good night, gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's move on to item number 10, 25-ZB-74V, Shireen Wheeler Grant.
Good evening, Richard Kaplan. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. I'm hearing this application. Just want to make sure I do see my client. I want to make sure that our architect, Mr.
Yeah,
is Mr. Maylett here too? Mr. Yes. Maylett?
He's here.
Okay, good. Okay. So we're here on this application. The property is located at 1436 West 4th Street. It's in the zone R7.5. It's a single family house. The house was seriously damaged by fire. This is an application basically to approve the reconstruction of the house. The lot is somewhat unique. It is undersized. It has an undersized frontage. It has an undersized lot width. It fronts on two streets, one in the front, one in the back. The front is on West 4th Street, and the back of the house fronts on Ebona Avenue. So we have a unique property, and the existing house was a somewhat unique structure, and we believe it may have been built that way to avoid variances. The existing second floor was sort of has a tilt to it, and it's basically a half a second floor. The upstairs bedrooms have had severely tilted ceilings. The fire damage occurred. The applicants, who are the owners, hired an architect, and he's here tonight to testify. He recommended modifying the structure to make it more aesthetically appealing, built out the second floor, so it's a true second floor. It does expand somewhat the nonconformity, but it turns a slanted roof into a regular second floor, and no additional bedrooms, but the bedrooms are now normal size, normal shape. So, I mean, basically, we believe this is a classic C1 variance. It's a hardship. The lot's unusual. It's an existing house. And we believe that the new plans and the new house will be beneficial to the neighborhood, beneficial to the property, and have absolutely no detriments. I have two witnesses. One is Derek Grant, and he's the property owner with his wife, Shireen Wheeler Grant. And I also have Charles Maylett. He is the project architect, and he will testify about the plans. He will testify about the variances. Of course, he will be testifying as an expert. My intention was first Mr. Grant to talk about the property, and then Mr. Maylett will talk about the plans and the variances. Would you like them both sworn in now?
I can swear one at a time.
Okay, so Mr. Grant will be first.
Mr. Grant, could you unmute? Mr. Grant, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please?
Name is Derek Grant. Address is 1436 West 4th Street.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Grant, can you describe your connection with the house, describe the house, when you bought it, the occurrence that brings you before the board at this time?
Okay, yes. As you stated earlier, our house was destroyed by fire. The house itself had a unique look to it. The roof was very, very slanted. So leveling it off to the roof will, make the roof better, but it will also be unique. Instead of being unique, it will fit with the rest of the neighborhood.
When did you buy the house?
We bought the house in 2000. So
and these were existing conditions when you bought it?
Yes, everything was existing when we bought it.
Okay. And can you describe some aspects of the yard, the front yard, the rear yard, the driveway in the back, the shed that's pre-existing?
Well, the front yard has the retaining wall, which is actually, there's a big tree there that, so when we first bought the house, the retaining wall was there, kind of got beat down a little bit. So we actually tore it down. It was like, all right, let's see what's going on. But as the big tree was there, and as heavy, heavy rain, we would get really bad mudslides. So the tree actually started having the roots and stuff started getting exposed. And when the rain would hit, it would be a mudslide. So in front of the whole house would be very, very muddy. People would have to walk around and go into the street. So we decided to put the retaining wall back up in uniform with the neighborhood. Like everybody on our block, the retaining wall is exactly the same. Out, you know, how far it's out and everything. The backyard with the shed, where the shed is, it was an existing shed too that we tore down and eventually rebuilt. And the way it's set, we have a driveway back there. So it's almost no other place we could put the shed without sitting it in the middle of the driveway. So that's why we, you know, because of the uniqueness of the yard. And Evona Ave is where our driveway entrance are. So we come through there, we wouldn't be able to get into our driveway if we was to try to put the shed to conform, to whatever, what they need, what the township need. But, and then the side yard, again, our house, if we tried to fix it to conform with the 8 feet side yards, first of all, the house would be, become much more slimmer. And then financially, or, you know, it would definitely be like a burden, a financial burden to try to, we would have to rip out the whole yard, you know, and start over the foundation and everything.
Thank you. So the wall in the front serves the purpose of holding in the dirt, and also it's necessary for survival of the tree, correct?
Yes.
And the wall that's in front, virtually every house along the street has the same or similar wall?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of the shed in the rear, you've got a driveway going back from the house to the street. And is there virtually nowhere else to put a shed that would, you know, conform with the zoning requirements and would make the backyard usable?
No, not according to, like, I didn't even realize that our driveway was, you know, our backyard was considered a front yard. I didn't know that until the, you know, this process happened. Mm-hmm. So even knowing that now, it definitely would not fit.
Is that shed something that could easily be moved in any event? Is it what's the foundation of it? Is it concrete?
Yes, the foundation is concrete. So yes, it would be very difficult to move. And again,
and along the side yard where the shed is, what's next to that?
Next to that is a vacant lot. I believe it's a playing field, but it's a vacant lot that's not usable. So it's been there for the 20 plus years we've been there. That yard has been there. It's just trees and shrub and all of that stuff.
And to your knowledge, it's undersized and not buildable.
Not buildable. Yes, it's undersized.
Okay. And so is that lot also wooded?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Thank you. Just one other question. You, as part of the reconstruction, you put a covered porch on the front of the house. Can you describe what that's for, why you need it? And I think you understand that that's, you know, a variance. So I'd like to get some information from you why that's important.
Yes, that is important because our front step, it's like a landing. So a lot of times when it rains, but mainly freezes. Like when it freezes, sometimes we step, our front door is right there. So when we stepped out the front door, you know, it would be icy sometimes. You could slip and fall. So the overhang would be to help. It'd be a safety reason for us, you know, and help that step when we first come out the house.
Like that too. That's all the testimony I have for Mr. Grant, unless there's questions.
Any members of the board have any questions for Mr. Grant? No, you can swear in your next witness.
Who is the next witness, Mr. Kaplan?
Mr. Maylett.
Mr. Maylett, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Charles Maylett, 44 Kettle Creek Road in Freehold, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. Maylett, could you describe your connection with the project?
Okay, I am a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey, have been for about 35 years, and I am the project architect. I've been working with Derek and Shireen in reconstruction drawings of their house.
Can you describe your your qualifications, education, licenses, number of appearances at boards, just so the board has an indication. You are going to be testifying as an expert, so we want to have you qualified as such.
Okay, I am licensed by the New Jersey State Board of Architects. As I said before, I have continuously been licensed for the last 35 years. I am also licensed in Pennsylvania. I graduated with a degree in architecture from Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and I have testified before approximately 40 planning boards in the state.
Mr. Millett, your qualifications are fine. You can proceed.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Millett, could you please describe the project, describe your role, touch on some of the key aspects of this. And of course, at some point, I'm going to ask you to discuss the variances and why you believe the design is appropriate and the variances satisfy the requirements.
Okay. As Mr. Kaplan said, the home sits in the R-7.5 zone, residential, single family. It was an existing three-bedroom home with two bedrooms on the top floor and one bedroom on the first floor. And as was discussed before, the top two bedrooms on the upper level had serious headroom issues. Technically, they were bedrooms, but as far as code-wise, the headroom wasn't there. So what we're proposing is, again, three bedrooms. The existing house was approximately 1,500 square feet living, and we are proposing an additional 300, giving more headroom to the two bedrooms upstairs. We only raised the roof approximately 4 feet, and it's well within the maximum roof height. Roof height maximum is 35. We're proposing 28. Existing was 24. As far as the variances, so the bulk of them are non-conforming, existing non-conforming. I'll go down the list.
There's eight altogether. If you have the list there of the eight variances, maybe you can discuss each of them, because in doing so, you can also discuss the aspects of your plans that apply to those variances, a few of them.
Sure. So let's just go down the list. The first one is minimum lot area, 7,500 square feet. The existing lot is 6,712 square feet. lot width, 75 feet is required. Existing is 40. And as was discussed before, it has two front yards. So the required front yard setbacks, 25 feet. We have on the two yards, we have 21. This is on West 4th Street with 16 feet, the porch overhang. again, required is 25. The Avonia side, we are fine. I think it's like 100 feet, something like that. So the required 25 is met. Side yard is 8 feet. We have an existing of 4 feet. Again, these are all existing. The
next two pertain to the shed.
Yeah,
existing
60 foot front yard setback for an accessory structure. That is that shed that's in the back there. and we're proposing 55 and a half, which is existing. Again, off the side yard on the accessory structure, 8 feet is required. Currently, it's just under 3 feet. And again, that's existing.
In your opinion, is there anywhere else to put a shed on this property? And can you describe why?
Not to meet the setback requirements, no.
And do you believe the location is the most appropriate for the property, for the neighborhood?
I do, because that lot that it abuts is the, you know, non-buildable lot. So, yeah. Okay, there are two more. The municipal right-of-way shall you know, not be encroached upon, and that is that retaining wall that Mr. Grant was talking about. It's existing, and if you look down on that street, it's very common, you know, throughout on that street on West 4th. And then finally, frontage, lot frontage, 75 feet is required. Existing is 40. The entire, both sides, Avonia and West 4th are both 40 feet wide, so they do not meet, you know, any kind of frontage.
And for the most part, these variances are based on pre-existing conditions, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And therefore, they would really constitute an existing hardship because that's the property. It's undersized in terms of total area, width, and there's an existing structure that is already encroaching on some of these setbacks, correct?
Correct.
And do you believe that this design is the best design for this property and for the neighborhood and provides absolutely no detriments to the neighborhood?
Yes. That is pretty much the description.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Kaplan, I'm going to open up to one of our experts for some questions.
Thank you.
Jonathan?
Thank you. So we don't know of any planned projects for West 4th Street concerning a road widening or any sort of right-of-way improvements that would necessitate the removal of the block wall. And of course, as we say in the report, if you're moving that block wall, that tree needs to go as well, which would be a hardship. I would just request that if this is approved, we don't include language that provides relief for the wall, allow it to remain. If there is a roadway improvement down the line, they'll have to figure that out. But for the time being, we can allow that to remain. We feel like there's a de minimis impact with the second story roof alteration, the 4 foot alteration. And we agree with the testimony that was provided concerning the shed location.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, good evening.
Yes.
John Chadwick. I'm sorry we arrived slightly.
It's okay, sir.
After.
You're still our planner.
Thank you very much. Jonathan, did you consider an easement? A lot of times when we have these improvements in the right of way, they have them put an easement to the allow an easement that is exempts the township from having to pay for the wall or reconstruct the wall.
I think Jonathan's suggestion is not to approve the wall, but just to allow it to remain so that if a right-of-way improvement is required in that area, the homeowner would be required to remove it himself.
At that time, if it occurs.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Mr. Kaplan, are you done with your
testimony? Yes, that is our extent of our testimony. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to open it to the public. Hearing no questions from the board. Any members of the public have any questions or comments? Ms. Buckley?
No one.
Okay. Close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application with the language that was discussed by Jonathan.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yeah.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
We will memorialize this in a document at our next meeting and send it to you, Mr. Kaplan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good night.
Let's move on to item number 12, 25-ZB-89V. Balakrishna Padada.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Could you give us your name and address and explain to the board why you're here?
Yeah, my name is Balakrishna Piraga, address 9 Masters Boulevard, Piscataway, New Jersey. I'm here for my property that I recently bought it. And I'm working with the board on getting a CO, certificate of occupancy, on number of items. And for the two items, which is like the garage size exceeding the maximum limit, and then the driveway needs to be paved, are the two things that I have been asked to come to the variance board and ask for an exception, because I bought as is, and I didn't really know the actual things that were there since long. And that's one of the reasons I've been asking for these two exceptions as a plan for other things for the property.
Okay. Jonathan, you want to go over your site impact?
Thank you. Mr. Padada, did you see the report dated December 15?
Yes, sir. I've been working on the certificate of occupancy report, right? Yours is?
No, the staff report memorandum from the engineering, planning, and development departments.
Is it about the garage size?
It says staff memorandum on the top. It was mailed to you.
Okay.
That's all right. So what we're gonna ask for is the first 20 feet of the driveway, starting at the curb, needs to be paved. So we'll let you decide if you want that to be concrete, asphalt, or pavers, but the first 20 feet needs to be paved.
Okay.
Sorry
to break you. But I do have reasons. I mean, I do have bigger things planned for this property to build a new construction on that. I've been working with the builder. They are working with the planning board and zoning board as well, right? And we have been asked to get the DEP approvals because of the wetlands in the back of the property and the side of the property, which is where taking time in the interim to cover my costs. I was about to rent it out, and this, which is where I was working to get a CO. That's where I was asking for the exception for this driveway and the garage side.
So my professional recommendation would be to go with the pavers then. You can pick them up afterwards when it's time to reconfigure the lot for the new project.
Okay.
And then that'll prevent the stone from getting into the street.
Yeah, but that is there since long, sir.
You're coming in front of the board now, and we need to address it.
Yeah, when I bought this property, I didn't really know all of these things. And I've been getting scared by my realtor, and I'm a first-time single home buyer as well. That's one of the reasons that I've been...
Didn't you have the house inspected before you purchased it?
Yeah, I did. This is not...
They didn't make you aware of it?
No. I have the home inspection report as well. I shared with the board. I have not been recommended about this.
Okay. So the first 20 feet with pavers at 8 foot or 10 foot width is probably like two pallets of pavers. So it's something very easy to acquire from a hardscape supply store. Laid down very quickly, pick it up very quickly. So that's what we'd ask for the first 20 feet of the driveway.
Yeah, I mean, I got it. But as I'm saying, right, I have plans to get a new construction over there. And all the things that I put it now, I was already spending a lot of things for the 50 plus items that has been provided in SIVO for the interim. And in 1 year, I'm going to, kind of demolish this and get a new one built over there. That is one of the reasons I've been asking for an exception for that.
But if something comes up between now and then, you don't improve the house. This is an opportunity as a township to correct issues that you have with the current property. So I honestly think that Jonathan's right. We got to do, could we do 10 feet maybe, Jonathan, just to get the stones off the driveway? 15? Just to save him a little money?
It's negligible. I mean, if you're okay with that, yeah, I think 20 feet is more than accommodating.
I'm just trying to expedite the process with the gentleman, just trying to save him a few bucks here. What if we did 15 feet of paving?
Yeah, I really don't know about that, sir. So I need to work with the contractor how much it costs. And at this point, because I'm already spending so much money.
Understood.
Your construction, which is where I want to save some bucks, right? So I really don't know how much it costs if it's 10 or 20 at the whole.
You do realize that if you don't given to either one of these suggestions that the township is making, very strong suggestions, we'll deny the application and you'll be back to square one.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to, you know, strike off anything that you're saying, but mm-hmm. all I'm asking is, you know, an exception until I work through the bigger plans. As I've already, you know, provided, I can provide all the proofs as well with the builder that I've been working with and the stage that I'm working. And we have submitted the DEP and then some, I think flood zone things that has been going through. It takes around 12 plus months, which is where I thought, like, you know, I'll send it out.
Let me ask you
about it. You can find used pavers. You can find used pavers. You can get them from a construction site. Very, very affordable options for making this happen.
Let me ask a question. Are there stones in the street now?
On the street?
Yes.
Not on the street, sir.
How long has that driveway been there?
I think for many years, more than 20 years. I see the Google Maps image. Not even, 30 years, I would say.
Mr. Jim, maybe the solution here is to allow him, make him put pavers between the 10 feet that's the right-of-way and postpone the remainder based on his construction. Give him a year to do it. And if he hasn't done it, then he has to do it after that. So you wind up with either 10 feet to start with and another 10 feet later on.
Well, John, are there no stones in the street because it's not occupied at the moment?
I don't know.
I think the pavement over there is like, there is no stones on the top. It's like kind of covered with grass. But I mean, I can provide more pictures as well. There is nothing like the stones coming out and then it's going into the road or causing any inconvenience to the neighbors or anybody else. It's been like that for years. And I just bought that property. It's been 6 months, which is where I'm working with the board on a number of things to complete the CEO for my imprint things.
So, Mr. Chairman, the applicant is here before the board and has not offered any competent evidence to be granted an exception. I think the board is well within its rights to impose the conditions that Mr. Mizrahi is requesting.
I agree.
For what it's worth, I'm on Google Street View. You can see the stones in the street on Google Street View. So,
I mean, what are the next steps for me then? As I said, right, I'm a first-time buyer. I don't know many things, which is where I'm trying to understand and work whatever the board is saying. But these two items that have been come up are like, I think it involves substantial cost, which is where I was thinking about getting an exception for my bigger plans over there.
Okay, your option is to pave the first 20 feet in a manner in which you prefer, whether it's pavers, concrete, macadam. That is the option that's being offered to you.
Okay. Okay, I'll work on that. What
do we get outside? We'll give you. I mean, with the winter and whatnot, we can give you a couple of months if you want to pave the 20 feet in sometime in the spring. You know.
Yeah.
Is that cool, John?
We could do 60 days. We could do 90 days, and Mr. Bedada can come in and we can discuss further.
Okay. Yeah, we'll give you 90 days to get the 20 feet of macadam or pavers down. I think we could be comfortable in voting on that tonight.
And then the other point on the report, mm-hmm. if the garage needs to be repaired in a significant way or replaced, it needs to be moved.
Okay.
But we'll let it stay for right now, but if it needs to be replaced, you need to relocate it on the property.
And wait, okay. Mr. Mizrahi, one other thing, though. It's too big. It's 26. Would it have the size also have to be conforming, not just the location?
Size and location. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. I just want to get that on the record. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Bedada, are you in agreement to paving the first 20 feet for the within 90 days? And if if you ever have to replace that shed or something, it becomes dilapidated, you have to move it to a conforming spot and you have to reduce the size of it.
Got it. Yeah, I'll agree. And I have one more question. I've been blocked with the CEO because of this. I'm not sure how the board take it forward. Can I take the forward receiver agreeing that, you know, in 90 days, in spring or summer, I'll take care of that paving?
I'll let code enforcement know in the morning, but it's between you and them if they what their extension is. But I'll let them know that you got approved and what you got approved for.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Any other questions from members of the board? Any comments? No? Let's open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, let's close the public portion, and I will approve this. Or I would make a motion to approve this based on the language we spoke about, 20 feet of paving to be done within the next 90 days, and the specifications on the shed usage and relocating if and when it needs to be replaced. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. You're up, Jim.
The resolutions that we have, I'm sorry. Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it at our next meeting and send a copy to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good night, sir. Let's move on to item number 14, the adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of December 11th, 2025.
First resolution is Gayatri Naye, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Second, Rebecca McCarthy, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Third is Fairway Commercials North, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next is VentureNet Properties, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Finally is Edgar Lopez. This is a resolution of withdrawal. I will need a motion, a second, and a roll call on that.
Make a motion second. To withdraw.
I'll second.
Okay. Need a vote?
Yes.
Roll call or yay or nay?
Roll call.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions this evening.
Item number 15, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of December 11th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And before we adjourn, it's a sad last meeting for us. Our good friend Artie Heyduka is moving to Florida. He's leaving the township that he loves. And it's been an honor to have you on this board for the years that I had. It's been an honor to call you friend.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor. Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck, Artie.
Thank you.
Congratulations, okay. Chief.
All right.
Let's and donate all your snow shovels for us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's make a motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Good night, guys. See you in a couple of weeks.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for everything. Good luck.
Bye-bye, Artie. You're the best.